A new study says the vast majority of unwanted pregnancies every year could be avoided if women had access to modern contraception. The findings appear in the online version of Human Reproduction. The study used demographic and health surveys in 35 low- and middle-income countries. That represents one-third of the world's population. It says 15 million of the 16.7 million unwanted pregnancies every year could be prevented. Dr. Howard Sobel is one of the authors. He's regional coordinator of the Reproductive, Maternal, Newborn, Child, and Adolescent Division at the World Health Organization's Western Pacific Regional Office. He spoke from the Philippines capital, Manila.
We looked at the risk of getting pregnant if they did not use any contraceptives, and we looked at the risk of getting pregnant if they used traditional methods like calendar rhythm method and withdrawal, meaning that before ejaculation, the person pulls out. And we compared that to those that used modern methods.
Modern methods include pills, implants, injectable contraceptives, and IUDs, or intrauterine devices. Dr. Sobel says many women who have unintended pregnancies face what he calls a stark future.
Let's just take their life potential. For every child that you have in a poor family, it's another mouth to feed, meaning that you have to spend more of the money toward that. Poor people end up having more difficulty in getting their children through school. They have higher dropout rates, lower educational potential, and ultimately lower earnings potential. So the cycle of poverty continues.
And then he says there's the health risk.
We're looking at a very high rate of increased risk for the mother of dying and being malnourished. We're looking at the same type of risk for every child also. When you have undesired pregnancies, it affects the family, it affects governments, and it affects society. If we could address this, then we could have a dramatic improvement in basically development worldwide.
He says greater access to modern contraception would also result in a large drop in the number of abortions. The study says women were asked to give the main reason for not using contraception.
The top reasons are really around myths and misperceptions. The number one and number two reason, which we lumped together, is fear of side effects and health concerns. The risk is not very high of health effects. Certainly getting pregnant, it's going to be something very taxing for anybody. And if it's an undesired pregnancy or two or three, that obviously has a bigger impact on health.
Dr. Sobel says many of the modern contraceptives have a very low risk of side effects. Other reasons given for not using modern contraception include underestimating the risk of pregnancy, infrequent sex, the idea that pregnancy is determined by fate, religious opposition, and concern about the cost.
There's a lot of low-cost contraceptives. They require repeated use and availability. But even in some of the more expensive ones, like the long-term reversible methods, such as implants, we're looking at a cost that's $14 or $15 a person, which lasts 3 years or so, versus having an undesired pregnancy. Well, I think that anybody, even in the poorest of countries, would agree that this is something that would be cost-effective for the family as well as everyone else.
Dr. Sobel and his fellow researchers say universal access to reproductive health was one of the Millennium Development Goals, but they say it is the goal that is most off track. The MDGs expire at the end of this year and will be replaced by the Sustainable Development Goals. Sobel says strategic investment in methods like implants, though expensive up front, are far less costly to families, governments, and society than having larger families due to undesired pregnancies. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.